आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः।
सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we have seen that the general qualification for Atma Vidya, for the knowledge of the self, is medhavi puruso vidvan uha poha vichakshanah. Medhavi, retentive intelligence, whatever is taught you have to retain it so that that knowledge should be available to you whenever it is required. Number two, vidvan, agile intelligence, you must have some knowledge of grammar, nyaya, common sense, that is vidvan. Uha poha vichakshana, you can draw logical conclusions. Whatever is correct, you should accept it, and apoha, what is not logical, reject it. Uha poha vichakshana, these are the general qualifications. And what are the specific qualifications? Specific qualification are sadhan chatushtay. Sadhan chatushtay means the vivek. You have to do the vivek. And here the definition of the vivek was given. Brahma satya jagan mithya iti evam rupo vinischaya. The conviction should be nischay, vishesh rupene nischay, that Brahma is satya, jagat is mithya, and we know the definition of mithya. What is mithya? Sat which stays in three periods of time, asat which not there in three periods of time, and anything which is stays for one period of time is called mithya in our shastra. So the whole world is limited in time, therefore whole world is mithya. So I am nitya anitya vastu viveka samadita. This is considered as nitya and anitya. And what is the cause of viveka? What is the cause of viveka? Viveka will lead to vairagya. The moment you start thinking that viveka is nitya and anitya will never give me sukh, you will slowly start withdrawing, and that will be a conviction, that will be a form of vairagya. A vairagya without viveka will not stay. Vairagya on the basis of vivek, it will stay. And what is the cause of vivek? Chitta Suddhi. How you can do the Chitta Suddhi? Karma Yoga. Any other method? Many methods are there for Chitta Suddhi. The whole idea is to bring in Lord into your life. You can do it by bhakti yoga, you can do it by dhyana yoga, you can do by bhajan, where the Ishwar is involved, you can do by the kala yoga, you can do by the painting also. When you are painting Lord Shiva or Lord Krishna, your whole attention is there, you are thinking about the Lord only. Many methods are there for chitta suddhi, but for grihasthi, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, we have got no choice, then you have to do. And Lord forced Arjuna also to do it. And we are all Arjuna. We have to follow also the same steps. But that doesn't mean, I will do Karma Yoga, I will not do Bhakti Yoga, I will not come for the satsang, I will not do other things for purification. No. You have to take all those parts, but one will take the lead. Others will support. The viveka, then what is vairagya? So vairagya was said. Tad vairagyam jihasaya darsan savanadi bhi dehadi brahma paryante hi anitya bhogavastuni. Anitya bhogavastuni. The whole world is anitya, we have already seen. Anitya, whole world is anitya. And tad vairagyam jihasa. That is called vairagya. Jihasa. Jihasa means to give up. What? Darsan sarvanadibhi. All things which you perceive by your organs of perception, mainly by seeing, eyes and hearing. Whatever you see and whatever you hear or whatever you perceive with your five or organs of perception, all are anitya. Because you cannot perceive Brahman with your organs of perception. So whatever you perceive is anitya, straight way. And Shankaracharya says, dehadi brahma paryantam. From the deha to Brahma, everything is anitya. Brahma life is also limited in 100 years. Anitya. So everything is anitya, that we have to know. Then comes the sama. Vivek will lead to vairagya. When the vairagya comes, then you have to not working. What is manasama? Manasa samuchyate. Virajya visaya bratat. Virajya, withdraw. From all visaya bratat, all the collections of the objects, the whole world, visaya bratat.
how drosa drishtya muhurmuhu. Dosa drishti, continuously you have to see the dosa in the vishaya. Muhurmuhu, again and again. Because the sense objects are coming to us every moment. General vairagya is based on the vivek. Very good. But the sense objects are coming to us every moment. Muhurmuhu, again and again you see the dosa drishti. What is that dosa drishti? Dosa drishti is that these sense objects will never give me permanent sukh. They are temporary. They are attracting me. My whole life is wasted in this. But I never got permanent contentment, permanent happiness. These are all the dosa, shortcomings of the pleasures from the sense objects. Dosa drishti. And then what? After seeing that this is dosa in the shortcomings, in the objects of the world, so I decided I should withdraw. And after withdrawing, what should I do? I should place that mind. I should place that mind where? Svalakshya niyatavastha. Svalakshya. What is the lakshya? My own goal. We have to decide what is the purpose of life. What is my goal? Goal of life is not to make anything of this world as a goal. Primary goal is that you must know your own true nature, your own Atman. And after that you stay here. It's not that after knowledge you will be leaving this body. No, you will be staying in this world only. But you will not be affected by the sorrows of the world after that. Body is made of sattva, rajas and tamas. The whole world is made of sattva, rajas and tamas. This body needs the object of the world to survive. So you will take only that much which is needed from the world. But now we are indulging instead of need, we are indulging in greed. We are trying to increase more and more. Even if you are given the whole earth, you will want another earth. Ek aur chahiye Bhagwan. No. Svalakshya niyatavastha. After withdrawing, don't keep the mind in suspense. You cannot keep the mind in suspense. You have to give him a job. And that job is svalakshya niyatavastha. Place it in that Supreme Self. This is the sama at the mind level. Then comes the dhamma. Dhamma means control of senses. You have to control your senses. What is that? Let us chant this verse once again.
Vishayebhya paravartya, Vishayebhya paravartya, Sthapanam swaswagolake, Sthapanam swaswagolake, Ubhaye shamindriyanam, Ubhaye shamindriyanam, Sadamah parikirtitah, Sadamah parikirtitah, Bayanalambanam rittehe, Bayanalambanam rittehe, Esho paratiruttama, Esho paratiruttama, Vishayebhya paravartya sthapanam swaswagolake Ubhaye shamindriyanam sadamah parikirtitah Vayanalambanam rittehe Esho paratiruttama
Vishayebhya paravarta sthapanam swagolake. What is done? Control of senses? Withdraw from the sense object. Vishayebhya, sense object, paravarta, you withdraw. Sthapanam swagolake, swagolake, and then place them in the golak, in the place where they are residing. Keep it there only. Then
What are those indriyas? Ubhaye sam indriyanam. Ubhaye means both. Both indriyanam. Both indriyanam means organs of perception and organs of action. Both indriyas you have to withdraw and keep it in their place. Swa golake golake. Like we saw the example of the birds when they come home in the evening, they sit in the nest, they chirp for some time and then quiet. Similarly, all the sense organs will be active for some time, then put it in the nest. Swa golake. But sometimes the indriyas are so powerful that they can draw the mind also. That was said in Bhagavad Gita, it was said, indriyanam pramatini haranti prasabham mana. They can take out the mind also. Even if the sama is there, but the dham is not complete, they can draw the mind. Again take you to the OET, to the jagat. That is dhamma. And when can I say that I have controlled my senses? When I can say I am yoga rudha? In chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord said, those who are striving to get absorbed in the meditation, for them karma is the cause. They should do the karma. Karma means karma yoga they have to do. If you want success in the meditation, then straightway Lord has said, karma is the karan for success. But once you become yoga rudha, then says withdraw from the karma. Total withdrawal from the karma. So till you reach that state, yoga rudha state, you should continue to do the karma yoga. When you reach there, after that there is no duty. There is no duty. Therefore Shankarajaji says, yoga rudasya puna tasya eva sama upasama sarva karmebhyo nibritti. Sarva karmebhyo nibritti, no more karma. For whom? Yoga rudasya. We are not yoga rudha. So we have to do karma. What karma? Karma yoga. We have to do karma yoga. And what is uparama? When sam and dham is there, uparam is natural. When you have controlled your mind, when you have controlled your senses, you have already withdrawn. It is automatic. Uparama. But here it is said, esa uparati uttama. Uttama is the highest. This is the highest uparati. What is that? Vahya analambanam vritte. Vritte vahya analambanam. Vritte means of the mind. Anamalambalam. Vahya anamalam. What actually happens, you see, when we perceive an object, you see the mind goes through the senses to the object, covers the object, brings the stimuli, and the organ of perception refer it to the mind, and the mind in consultation with the memory decide this is Mr. So and So. Organ of perception, they don't decide. Organ of perception will take the form, refer it to mind. Mind, according to his previous memory, will say this is Premalji because we have met Premalji earlier. Eyes will not decide. So what is the function of organs of perception? They will go and cover the object. But here it is said, bahya analambanam. Indriyas are no more going outside and covering the sense objects. And raga and dvesh, we have got the raga and dvesh, we have already seen earlier that indriyas go according to their raga and dvesh and capture those sense objects. So in uparam, neither I am going out because of my vasana gurgling in me, neither somebody is calling me from the outside to come out. Remember the example of that ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, the hawker. You get all these things in India, not in America. Le lo, ye le lo, ve le lo. and when you listen, you are attracted. Or when there is a vasana coming in the mind, it is coming, no, I must have ice cream, nobody is outside, but ice cream, you are thinking. So uparam is what that, uparam means there is no distraction from the outside, neither there is distraction from the inside. And what is that state? It is said uparati means when we are busy in room and busy in our work, not disturbed by the sense objects and vasanas. We are doing our work in the room, not disturbed by the objects of the world, neither are anything within me is also not disturbing. But I am engaged in my work, I am engaged in my meditation, swalakshe, I am doing something, swalakshe. Normally mind is not happy without sense objects. This is normal because it is habituated. To go out is the habit of the mind. And that we have done in millions of lives, continuously going outward. When we withdraw mind from the world, that mind is to be given some job. Don't keep it free, and the job given is that you should meditate on your own true nature. Uparam also means withdrawing from the non-essential actions and continuing with the essential part. In Tattvabodh, we have seen the definition Swadharma Anusthana Eva. That was the definition given in Tattvabodh, Swadharma Anusthan. What is the Swadharma Anusthan? Withdraw from the world, non-essential, because we have decided the whole world has got no happiness in it, therefore I withdraw. And then after that, what should I do? That is non-essential. What is essential? Essential is Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. You have to listen Shastra, Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Employ your mind into Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. That is Swadharma Anusthan. That is what meant there in Tattvabodh, Swadharma Anusthan. What is my dharma? To do Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Uparam also means sannyas. Sannyas means withdrawing. A sannyasi should not revel in brahmacharya, grihastha and vanaprasthasram. Uparam. Total withdrawal. But what about the grihastha? For the grihastha, they have to balance their life. What is balancing of life? Very simple. Waking period, 16 hours. Let us accept that we sleep 8 hours. 16 hours. How much time we invest in the world and how much time we put it in our spiritual sadhana. See the difference? Is it balanced? Our life is balanced? No, not at all. We are putting more and more time into the material world, in the jagat. No doubt we are successful. We are accumulating lot of wealth, property, stocks, shares, everything. No doubt about that. But about the spiritual side, spiritual sadhana, very less. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour we give, that's all. So grihastha should try to balance his life. It is simple mathematics. Everybody can understand this. Simple mathematics. And uparam will happen only when there is love for higher. Swalakshe. Then you have to choose the higher goal. Then only the uparam can happen. Like you will see the freedom fighters. What is their goal? Something higher. It's not their selfish goal that I want this and this. Their goal is that my country should be freed. My country should be liberated from the slavery. That is the goal. And they are ready to give their body, mind, everything. Any torture you want to give them, they will accept it gladly. Why? The goal is higher. Similarly, the uparam will happen only when you select the higher goal. Unless you select that goal, uparam will not happen. Love. Now, very important thing I am going to tell you, try to understand and, if possible, apply it. Disturbance of mind can be divided into two. Disturbance of mind can be divided into two. One is the sukha anvesan and dukha pariharya. Sukha anvesan, we are searching for the sukha and sukha. Everybody wants sukha. And dukha pariharya, dukh chala jaye, dukh should not be there, dukh should not come to me. What should I do for sukha anvesan, for the search of sense pleasures? Apply vivek, vairagya, sam, dam, uparam. If your mind is continuously searching for the sense pleasures, start doing vivek, nitya nitya vivek, vairagya will come. Sam, control your mind, dam, control your senses, and upram. This is solution for sukha anvesan. The disturbance of mind for sukha should be controlled in this way. Dukha pariharya, I don't want sorrow. For that, titicha is suggested. You got it? Your mind is disturbed for two things. One is always searching the sukha from the world, sukha anvesan. Why it is searching sukha in the world? Because it does not know the original source of sukha. Original source of sukha is only one. That is your Atman, that is Brahman. Not knowing that, because it is a jnani, we all are a jnani, we think we are not purna, we are not ananda sarupa. Therefore, we superimpose anand on others. Other person, being, object, we think this person, this being, this much of money, this much of property will make me complete, I will be happy. The desires comes one after another. Because we are trying to search sukha and make ourselves complete from the impermanent things of the world. And from the impermanent things of the world, you can never get permanent sukha. Because the impermanent can never give you permanent. Therefore, sukha anvesan, you have to do vivek. That sukha is not there. Therefore, withdraw from there. Vairagya. Control your mind, control your senses, and withdraw. Upram, withdraw from the world. That is for sukha anvesan, dukha pariharya, dukha will come. Why? We have already studied in our tattva bodh. When do you get your human birth, human form? When your papa and punya are more or less equal. If papa are more, then you get the lower world. If your punya are more, you get higher world. But we are in the middle, therefore we all have taken human form, therefore our pap and punya are more or less equal, therefore each one of us will be suffering and enjoying. Nobody in this world can say that humne kabhi dukh nahi dekha, hamare jeevan mein dukh nahi aaya. No, sorrow will come. Why sorrow will come? Because I have done some bad action. How do you get sukha? Because you have done good action. If you do good action, you get the good result. Good result means sukha. If you do anything bad, that means the result is also bad. Dukha. So now if you are suffering, dukha is there. You must have done some action in the past, maybe in this life or maybe in earlier lives. Who is responsible for that? Is the Lord responsible? No. So the cause of the dukkha is my own actions. How this packet of sorrow will come to me? This packet of sorrow will come to me from my children, from my parents, from my friends, from my colleagues in the office, from my property. Share kharida and it crashed, market crashed. these are the sources. And we blame so and so person said me this and this thing. He is giving me sorrow. My children are giving me sorrow, or they are giving me joy. No. The packet of joy and packet of sorrow are coming through them. They are not responsible. I am responsible because I have done those actions in the past which I don't remember. This is Sukhanvesan and Dukkha Pariharya. Then next comes the Titiksha.
Sahanam sarva dukkhanam.
Sahanam sarva dukkhanam.
Apratikara purvakam.
Apratikara purvakam.
Chinta vilaparahitam.
Chinta vilaparahitam.
Satitiksha nigadhyate.
Satitiksha nigadhyate.
Sahanam sarva dukkhanam. Apratikara purvakam.
Chinta vilaparahitam.
Satitiksha nigadhyate.
In Tattvabodh we have seen the definition of Titiksha. Sitosna Sukh Dukkhadi Sahishnutvam. That was given in Tattvabodh. Now more elaborate definition is given here. Sahanam Sarva Dukkhanam Apratikara Purvakam Chinta Bilap Rahitam. Chinta Bilap Rahitam Dukkha. Satiticha nigidyate, satiticha, that is titiccha. Nigadyate comes from the gadya dhatu, means to tell, to say, to speak, to indicate. That is said to be titiccha. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam, cheerful endurance of all sorrows. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam. Titiksha is a shock absorber. You know, in the car you have the shock absorber. If there is a bump, it will help you to keep stabilized. If there is a hole on the road, damaged road, so it helps. Similarly, the titiksha also helps you to have a smooth ride in the life. Very good. What are the sources of sorrows? You all know we have got only three sources of sorrows. Adi-daivik, adi-bhautik and adhyatmik. Adi-daivik, we don't have any control on the flood, on the drought, earthquake, tsunami, we have got no control. Adi-bhautik, we may have some control, surroundings giving you problem, your next door neighbor is giving problem. You are meditating and he has put the music on full blast, 20,000 watts. Surrounding. You can go and tell him, I am meditating early in the morning, at least you don't put that on that high level, 20,000 watts. Our ashram in Pawai is next to five-star hotel, Hotel Renaissance. And people used to hire that for marriage and all that. And the whole day the music, full music. We brahmachari on this side don't want to listen that. And they will keep it up at high level. They are enjoying party. We are doing brahmachintan. So our guru Swami Advayananji went and met his manager. He said, we have got a school, we are doing this thing. And your music is disturbing us. So our classes are during this time to this time. At least you see that you don't put it on during this time. Or even if you want to put it on, you keep it on the lower level. Because we are not interested to listen. Those who are interested, let them listen. And they accept it.
they accept it.
Adi bhautik, then adhyatmik. Adhyatmik is the most difficult part, your own problem in the body. And most difficult is your own mind. In the mind, asraddha will come and derail your sadhana. It will not allow you to do. It is just like an obstruction. I want to read, but the sleep is coming. Obstruction. Continuously it will happen. So these are the three sources. But the important is that the dukkha will come. We have already seen why it will come. That science we know. What to do? Tolerate it. What cannot be cured should be endured. बाहर बहुत सर्दी है, बर्फ है, इस -30. What can you do? It is 100 degrees outside. गर्मी है बहुत. क्या कर सकते हो? Endure it, accept it. Whole day गर्मी है, गर्मी है, गर्मी है, ठंडा है. Accept it. Very good. Don't postpone your sadhana because of the dukkh or sukh. Dukkh and sukh will come continuously. According to your prarabdha, dukkh and sukh will come and this body have to suffer and enjoy. You have got no choice. Even if you become a jnani or realize in this life, the rest of the life of joy and sorrow will come and you have to enjoy and suffer. Nothing can be done to that. Rest of other things can be destroyed. All my karmas, all my future karmas can be destroyed. All my past karma also can be destroyed. But we cannot destroy prarabdha. And because of the prarabdha, we have got this body. So we have to enjoy and suffer. We have got no choice. But don't postpone your sadhana because sukh and dukkha. Example given, don't wait for the waves to stop to take dip in the ocean or sea. Will you be able to take a dip in the sea if you wait for the waves to stop? It will never happen. One after another, the sukh and dukkh will continuously come, but you have to do the sadhana. So don't wait for a proper time. People wait for the retirement because they want to, in the Grihasthasram, they want to accumulate the material things so that they will be happy, they will be able to enjoy, but they don't know that after retirement you will not be able to digest even more than 2 chapatis, or you will not be able to eat sweet, or lot of restrictions. You will not be able to enjoy, your indriyas will be weak. So don't wait for the retirement. Start acting now. Do your sadhana now. And we try to remind people empty number of times. Satsang is there. We start giving them emails maybe 30 days in advance, then 7 days before, 3 days before, on the date of satsang also. Why are we doing? In their interest, na? It's not my interest. It's the moha mudgar. We are trying to hammer, are jago, 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 you satsang is available here, come. No, abhi time nahi hua. One Gita Gyana of Guruji was being organized in Calcutta. And we have got in South Calcutta, most of them are high-rise buildings. So what we do, we get the pamphlet, we put it in the down, you have got the mailing box. Each flat has got a box separate, they collect their mail from there. So what I did, I put one pamphlet in each letterbox. Instead of going to each and every flat, ringing the bell, hey, bhai, aana, at least, de do. You know what happened next morning? All the pamphlets came back to my letterbox. All pamphlets, they knew who has given. Is Chinmay Mishra? Mr. Nair. Returned back. Sab wapas. Batao kaise jagaoge aadmi ko aur. What else can you do? Narad Bhakti Sutra se chanardham api vyartham na nayam. Chanardha, chan means moment. Chanardham, half of second also you should not waste. So start your sadhana. And in Bhaj Govindam you have seen Nalani Dalagat Jalamati Tarlam. How is our life? Nalani Dalagat Jal. One drop of water on the lotus leaf. How long it will stay? The thoda sa hava drop. That is our life. So don't wait. The retirement may not come. Who knows? Nahi aa sakta hai. And the next jivan is according to karma and yatha karma and yatha shrutam. Two factors involved in the next, for next life. Yatha karma, whatever actions you have done in this life, and whatever satsang shrutam you have heard. Why shrutam also? Shravanam. Why Shravanam? By Shravanam your mind is purified. When you are thinking about the Jagat, it is, mind is polluted. It becomes impure. Moment you start listening Bhagavatam or the Puran or other Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, you start listening about the Lord, Lord is entering through your ears, Shravanam. And he enters into your heart, and after entering your heart, Bhagavat says he will not sit idle. Who? Lord. How he has entered? He will start cleansing your mind. Shravanam is most necessary. By Shravan, Parikshit got knowledge within 7 days. He become realized in 7 days. Khatwang Raja became in 2.5 hours. And Nachiketa waited for 3 days for Yamraj to get this knowledge, because Nachiketa thought he knows it. Because he every day, his job is this, na? He will take the jiva, he will take the subtle body and leave the gross body here. So Yamaraj knows what happens to this Atman, Jivatma. Nachiketa says, I am confused. Some says it is there, some says no, it is not there. So you are the best teacher, because your job is, your profession is this only, to take out the subtle, subtle body out of gross body. Every day you are doing, and I am waiting for you. You are on the truth. You are on your duty to bring some souls. And he gave him the knowledge. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam istaticha. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam istaticha. How apritikar purvakam, number one. Number two, chinta rahitam. Number three, bilap rahitam. Apratikar purvakam. If there is a pratikar, if there is a solution, do it, no doubt. Malaria ho gaya hai, doctor ke paas jao, kunain lo, khatam ho gaya. But if you have got a terminable disease, which you know there is no cure, then apratikar purvakam. Endure it. Chinta rahitam, don't think anything about it. Bilap rahitam, don't cry even for this, because there is no cure. What can you do now? So apratikar purvakam is at the body level.
Chintarahitam at the mind level and Bilaparahitam is at the speech level. In North India somewhere someone dies, naturally family cry, you know, but how long you will cry? And people come visit you again and again, so they hire people, you get the who will cry on your behalf. Continuously rota hi rahega, he or she is paid for that. There is no relation there. He's just like a knocker. You hire them. So from morning to evening, after sunset, nobody visits. The visitor will come up to sunset. So up to sunset, they will continuously cry on your behalf. So when they come to mourn, they say, no, they are bilap rahitam, chinta bilap rahitam. How sorrow was faced by the great people. Rishi Arvind was jailed. Freedom fighting, Rishi Arvind was jailed. Alipur jail in Calcutta. He meditated there. That room is meditation room even now. All the prisoners, they come there and meditate in that room. Dukkha has come, how they have responded to it. Madan Mohan Malviya, jail, he wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yogi wrote there. Arjun, in the battlefield, it was sorrow only, no? He got knowledge. Knowledge of the self he got. So always remember that the comfort zone will not be always there. Sukh and Dukh will come and go. Comfort zone continuously, it is not possible. Gurudev writes, it is a great pity that many people indulge in acts of perversion in the name of titiksha. In the name of titiksha, what people do, lot of things they do, titiksha kar rahe hain. I have met a number of unintelligent people who in the name of spiritual seeking persecute themselves physically, mentally, and as a result of their self-persecution, all they gain at the end of the years of suffering is a crooked, ugly, deformed mind. They do not ever achieve the least amount of inward beauty or perfection. Now, what is the difference between tap and titiksha? Tap is self-denial. I do vrata, food is there in my house, but I am decided, I have decided that I will not eat today, fast. Self-denial. In titiksha, denial is there because of your karma. Food is not there, food is not available, but you have to endure it now. That is the difference between tap and titiksha. Tap is self-denial and titiksha is food actually is not there. Because of your karma, it is not there and you have to endure it. So titiksha is ability to suffer silently and cheerfully. Chinta rahitam, vilap rahitam. Cheerful, the mind should be cheerful. Suppose if you don't face your sorrow boldly, what will happen? Sorrow will overpower you, it will weaken you. But suppose if you face it boldly, then what will happen? You will overpower sorrow. That is the difference. So we have to be bold and know it for sure, because know it for sure that the sorrow will come and go. Agama paino anitya. Lord has said, this sorrow will come, agama paino, it will go away also, anitya, because it will stay for some period of time only. Why some period of time?
because the karma is also limited by time. So karma will not give me unlimited sorrow, it will never give me, and any karma will not give me unlimited sukh also, joy also will not give. Very good. So titicha is for dukkha pariharya. So my sadhana and my goal, we should start as early as possible. First thing is we have to fix our goal, our purpose of life. That is to be determined. What is my purpose of life? We all want sukh. No doubt about that. All beings want sukh. But where is this, that source of sukh? That we have to find out. We have to abide in that sukh. That is available here and now. We all can be happy knowing that. That doesn't mean you will not eat or drink. You will eat and drink because this body is made of sattva, rajas and tamas. This big body is made of five great elements. It needs the help of five great elements. All bhog vastu, you need it. That you will eat and drink, no doubt about that. But take only that much which is required from the world. You see, these qualifications, vivek, vairagya, sat sampatti and mochatan, nobody has got in the 100%. When we entered into our brahmachari course, we didn't also have this vivek, vairagya, all that. But little bit if you have got, then it will start developing. Later on the sadhana will come. How you can increase your vairagya, how can you increase this, how can you increase this? Everything in detail Shankaracharya will be giving that. That is titiksha, then Shraddha. Okay, just we chant it.
Shastrasya Guru Vakyasya,
Shastrasya Guru Vakyasya,
Satya Buddhyavadharana,
Satya Buddhyavadharana,
Sashraddha Kathita Sadbhihi, Sashraddha Kathita Sadbhihi, Yaya Vastu Palabhyate, Yaya Vastu Palabhyate,
Shastrasya Guru Vakyasya, Satya Buddhyavadharana, Sashraddha Kathita Sadbhihi, Yaya Vastu Palabhyate.
What is Shraddha? It is said, Shastra Guru Vakya Satya Buddhi. Whatever Shastra is saying, whatever Guru is saying is Satya. Satya Buddhi Avadharana. Shastraddha Kathita Sadbhi. That is said to be Shraddha by Sadbhi, by the wise person. Yaya Vastu Palabhyate. This is very important part. The first time we are getting the fourth path, Yaya Vastu Palabhyate. If you have got the Shraddha, you will get the Vastu. In earlier, all Vivek, Vairagya, Sat Sampatti, Sam, Dham, Uparvam, Titiksha, Shankaracharya has not used this path. Yaya Vastu Palabhyate. If Shraddha is there, you will get Vastu. Vastu means truth. If Shraddha is not there, you will not get Vastu. How important is Shraddha? We'll see it in our next class.
Om Purnamadat Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.